everybody, and welcome to the show that I am still surprised 4 weeks in that nobody has ever done before and is an idea that has never been explored in media. And I just
seems
still
like a no-brainer.
Yeah, it does. It really feels like a moneymaker. It prints money. Welcome back to Chill Tracks,
everybody.
Is that
everybody. What this does? Is that?
That's what it does. It prints money.
Printing money machine.
It is.
It's this right
come,
here.
They come for this.
Is that right? Is that right?
Yeah. This is what all this the. This is what they're lining up for.
Today's movie is brought to you by Jesse himself.
Can't wait for this.
It is going to be on. We're watching it on Amazon Prime or Amazon, so you can get it there for sure. But I don't know if it's anywhere else. The name of the movie is Pay the Ghost with Nicolas Cage as the star from 2015, apparently. So this is 7 years old now.
It's not that old.
It's not that old. It is Jesse. All he said is my mind is going to be blown. So is that you still do you still hold by that?
I have no idea what you said. You Mike, literally turned into a ghost yourself.
Oh, no. Did I turn into a robot?
Alex and I were like, what?
I paid the ghost. Am I back?
I mean, you're back. You paid the ghost.
You seem normal now. Yeah, you paid that ghost.
This is great. It's because, you know, it's Comcast, and I'm literally hardwired into the internet, and I'm gigabit. So I don't even know how that's happening.
You got to pay the ghost, man. You got to pay the ghost.
It's Pay the Ghost with Nicolas Cage. Jesse said it's going to blow my mind, and I said, do you still hold to that, Jesse?
I mean, I'm not going to tell you in what way, but I will say it is of the same quality as every other movie we have watched so far.
You lumped Mothman Prophecies in with the others that we've
done? 100%, yes.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
It was better. It was by far the best one.
Right,
I agree.
Till today.
All right. Till today, all right. As always, we're going to count down from three and say play, and on play, you all go ahead and follow along with us. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, playing.
Already an entertainment company whose logo I do not recognize.
It's just boring.
RJE.
RLJ.
Jesse. Oh, is that
another? Yes.
Then another this looks vanity like a Tarkov. Card. This is the Sega-made Jurassic Park The Lost World game from Dave & Buster's.
Voltage Pictures, obviously.
That looks like a table that I would see at a film festival. Oh, and we're in.
Voltage Pictures. Okay, only two producers.
Oh, what is that, a scorpion?
A reptilian claw.
Oh, is it Scorpion from
Midnight Kitchen
Kombat?
Production. Okay, Midnight Kitchen is also involved in this.
In association.
Also, Rod Coast Productions, Interpol Plus.
And Interpol. Right. Interpol Plus was involved.
Interpol Plus.
Oh, my God. 1679?
I had no idea they had cameras back then.
Nicolas Cage is famous for his ability to disappear into any era, so.
Ooh, what is all that?
Whoa, I'm going to raise the volume a bit here.
We're off to the races.
Yeah.
Oh, did I mention this was a horror movie?
Is this Bloodborne?
It's the Village sequel.
Is this Le Pacte Le Loup?
Oh, I think a woman died.
There's also a scene like this in the Tim Burton Sleepy Hollow film.
You screwed up, kid.
Where'd that third kid come from? I thought there were only two down here.
Nah, they just all look alike.
If you put kids together for a long time, they just osmose.
Like sea monkeys?
Yeah.
Wow.
Pay the ghost.
Guys.
Pay the ghost.
It's crazy they went with this title. It's crazy they went with this title card for a movie set in 1679.
Is it? We're back.
Is it? Yeah, I was like, wow, 1679 had dinosaur sheets, dude. Is it the Mothman?
I can't tell you what this movie is about.
In 300 years, a bridge.
Yo, is some Among Us on that shirt?
Before Among Us?
Yeah, is that true? Was there?
Like it, though, doesn't it look like those little Among Us dudes?
Among Guy?
Among Guy? Among many.
Uh-oh, be careful, kid.
This is a setup for a jump scare, kid. You don't know what you're doing.
Get out of there, kid. There's going to be a thing like...
What is this weirdly... like? It looks like a picture they put an Instagram filter over. The way that was, like, colored and shaded.
It's, you know, voltage pictures.
Yeah.
It's the voltage difference.
Ooh.
Pay the ghost! What's like, how much do you think that kid owes the ghost?
$69.
Ooh, nice.
Ooh, why do I recognize her?
Mommy, what is she? The ghost says you owe him money, bitch.
I recognize this actress from something.
No matter what it was, how far she's
fallen. Damn, I want daddy to do it is ruthless.
Is she the chick from Walking Dead who played the wife?
She is.
Oh my god, girl. Is she really? I fought to keep that role.
No, she died. Spoilers.
I know.
Spoilers.
Hey, there he is, Professor Cage.
Dude, you can, like, Nicolas Cage in, like, a red vest.
Low battery.
Long that old school iPhone.
Him back.
It's 12:10 a.m. Go home, Nick. He was so caught up in the work.
Stock footage of New York.
Yeah. Halloween, little environmental storytelling for you.
420 leaf, hell yeah.
420 leaf. That's like the Amazon product description of it at like a party store.
Herb grinder.
420 leaf design.
At the dollar store.
Yeah.
Dad. I owe the ghost a lot of money, man. Last night, me and my friends were gambling with the ghost.
I needed to buy some more Robux.
We're playing blackjack. I think I'm going to be a ghost. It's just going to be a ghost who goes around on Halloween night hitting up kids for money.
Oh, is that what? Yeah, he turns into a murderer.
That'd be an amazing plot for a movie.
This kid has zero emotion. Dude, imagine being that kid 25 years from now, and he can always say that he got kissed by Nick Cage in a B movie. Honestly, that's a hell of a reputation.
Nicolas Cage kissed me one time.
Uh-oh. There's right something outside the window.
Nicolas Cage stabbed me in the heart, dead for the rest of the movie.
Yo, there's Iron Man in the background. Copyright? Disney?
Oh, yo. That old Iron Man.
I love you 3,000.
I love you 3,000, kid.
I still wish we lived in the world where Nick Cage was Superman, just for one movie.
What are you doing in my bedroom? Aren't you from The Walking Dead?
I saw you die on TV.
Babe, you're out of focus. I can't hear you.
Cameraman just has no idea how to use the camera. Are you getting it? Yeah, this is a great shot.
Uh-oh.
Don't grunt softly.
Oh, she's ready to pay the ghost.
Ooh.
She's paying the hell out of that ghost.
I, from now on, will call sex bathing the ghost. Gotta pay the ghost.
I zoned out there. Sorry, what happened?
Is window like opening behind that guy?
Yeah, it's automatic.
Oh, okay. Whenever he claps that book shut. Why is his class the most attractive class in the history of class?
Not hotter than Indiana Jones's class.
Why does it look like only the girls are wearing Halloween stuff? I keep trying to find a guy wearing Halloween stuff, and I can't see any.
Well, they didn't pay the ghost.
Dude, first they reference Indiana Jones, and now they're on The Shining.
You don't have, like, you can't go outside?
They painted on the eye patch, which is hilarious.
Yeah, it's a weird choice. Listen, we can't spring the extra $2 to get the eye patch. Just use a fucking marker. That's what she's mad about. Not the scootering around.
Yeah!
Uh-oh.
No way.
Generic scary movie child drawing. That's when you, when your kid draws that, you know that's it. It's over. You're about to have a bad couple of weeks.
Look, zoom in more on the scribbles. Look at the details.
He got the letter.
We regret to inform you that your Russian escort has been denied. What is that accent? I'm trying to place it.
But is it really the same ship? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, over time.
All right. Natural interaction between two old friends.
Which one of them is the ghost?
I was sure that that homeless person was going to be in the movie.
Hey!
Dude, it's just taxis that'll stop for you.
Just waving down like a Porsche. Hey, I need a ride!
It looked like he waved down a truck just now.
Listen, don't wave an actual taxi. We can't get him in frame.
Dude, did your mom ever dress up with you?
Not once. Never.
Not once.
When I was too young to remember. We have pictures. That's all the only reason why.
When my dad got to stay home, he would dress up.
A vulture in New York. Don't get too close on that effect.
It's looking like that season one Witcher. Mothman.
The giant Mothman.
No.
The soundtrack of an episode of 24.
It's like weird percussion, like 35 what? Plastic tubes.
Also, this is probably nitpicking, but It was still daylight out. Why couldn't she wait to go trick-or-treating until he got
home? It's New York, bro. You don't go trick-or-treating at night.
Stop trick-or-treating at sundown?
You've been there. You know what it gets like. Uh-oh.
Yeah, man. Blowjobs anytime. Candy, 8 p.m. That's the cutoff. God, he looks so awkward with an eye, like an eye patch painted on and his eye open the whole time.
This is just what Nick Cage wears. He was like, I'll do the movie if I can wear my own clothes for the Halloween part. Come on.
That's how you know
it's not going to be. I don't think it's going to be better now.
Okay. Yeah. Now this is a New York street fair,
and it's definitely nighttime. That wide screen
found
camera.
Found footage.
That kid's got the 70 mil handy cam. Look at that aspect ratio for a handy cam.
Just a giant head.
That's from Elden Ring.
Oh, yeah. Pay me.
You owe me $5.99, kid. I spotted you.
Is that Jack Skellington? Man, a lot of Disney in here.
Uh-oh.
Baby kid. Oh, shit.
Oh,
yo, the body snatcher. Dude, it's all movie references up in this bitch.
Charlie, what's wrong?
So far, all this movie needs is Sinbad, and it's basically Jingle All the Way.
And Charlie's lost.
Come on, Charlie. Oh no. John Wayne Gacy in the fucking ice cream truck.
Oh God, get out.
Hey kid.
Go to the top of the Twin Towers. Your brother is there waiting for you.
With a large bucket of KFC. Pay the ghost.
That acting choice. Right, yeah.
What? How?
Charlie?
Man, I hate when his hand
just... Did you pay the ghost? Nick Cage, did you pay the ghost? I didn't kill him today, no.
Dude, you cannot play this music and make it get scary.
Yeah.
I feel like I just am about to get a jiggy. Whose ice cream cone was that?
Right, that was supposed to be his.
Oh, such a beautiful treat shattered.
Foreshadowing. Press X to Charlie.
Charlie.
I'm right here, Dad. Should have just paid the ghost, man.
Arrest him.
Yeah,
I would be like, an
8 year old. What? What kind of?
Like, are you a cop?
All right, Nick, you can't run too fast. We don't have a lot of room here.
I hope he never changes clothes this whole movie.
A cop told me to go home.
I was following what the law said.
This is 2015. Why couldn't he just call her on his cell phone?
He's 7 years old. He doesn't have a cell phone.
Oh, shit. No. I mean, call his wife on the... Why didn't he have to go home and go right back? Like,
because the cops left were the like, carnival, maybe he went home.
To go back. So call the wife.
It's too late.
It's so weird that there's a buzzard. Of all the birds, that's like a really weird bird to be the bird for this movie.
Right? I would immediately be like, what's the cop brutal. Hiding?
Yeah.
He's like acting so suspicious. Go home to your wife.
Get out of my face.
They're more concerned with the fact that that guy selling ice cream killed 24 kids in the New York area.
It's wild.
Yeah. It's a subplot.
This has such the vibe of like a European, like low budget horror video game right now. What? Did time pass?
Yeah, there's light outside now. Man, he took a long walk home. He ran there in a second for his wife, but...
It's been a whole night.
What happened to Charlie? What?
Yeah, what the fuck was that reaction?
Was that a yes?
I have to pay the ghost. This lady has bad luck with kids.
This movie is so weird.
They need to draw it out. All right, now I need you to hug the box.
This is an emotional moment. Charlie's gone. Just because you two are soulless.
Oh my God.
How could you lose him?
No!
Kristen sobs.
Quietly.
He lost Charlie, you heartless monsters.
I just didn't believe it was his son. I'm sorry. it just didn't feel like his kin. He doesn't seem that broken.
You about to see a buzzard
up.
Again? Nope.
It's just wild because this movie's only like an hour and a half.
That's true. They got to save all the budget for the end.
We're like almost a third of the way into the movie and like nothing has happened.
We saw a man who kind of looked like a turd covered in a robe.
What if this becomes like the Santa Claus and he has to like be Death and take his kid to the underworld?
Honestly, I'm here for that twist.
He like goes outside and like the old Death like falls off the roof. Mathis, have you seen the Santa Claus?
I have seen the Santa Claus. Okay. All right. Three.
Good.
All
oh, three. Well, of course you have.
If you've seen one, you've seen them all. That's what I'm always say. This is what I'm talking about, though. It has been like another 2 minutes.
I know.
It's trying to get you scared.
A little, like, I'm a little scared. Like, I mostly just genuinely, like, want to know what's happened.
Dude, every time they go into this room, I look around because it's just, it reads like the director being like, what a 10-year-old's like. Throw everything in there. Solar system from the sky. Got it. Football paper, wallpaper. Fantastic. Like, just everything. Oh, no!
Why didn't you pay the ghost, Dad?
Pay the ghost! Turd man? Is he back?
Pray the ghost, kid. Pray the ghost.
This has like the energy of like one of those scary stories to tell in the dark stories.
Mm, sure. Yeah.
Look again.
Or the one where the guy goes... Got you where I want you, and now I'm gonna eat you. Oh!
It was a dream. It was all a dream.
What is this movie about? Are we? Oh, okay. So he's Pepe Silvia'd himself, and his wife doesn't live with him anymore. I bet.
You can definitely see why they cast that kid, because the kid is like a better ghost than child.
Yeah, he's like a real gaunt little boy.
Yeah.
Yep. He was emotionless from the very beginning.
3 days before Halloween, 1 year later, it's like, not quite. It's actually a little bit less. It's a little bit less than a year later. And he has just gone nuts, huh?
I imagine... Nick Cage nuts is kind of a special kind
strawberry
of
strawberry tactics.
Like, oh, yeah. Halloween night. Oh, Charlie Lawford. Oh, look at he's got a Charlie Lawford one that's all already old and grayed. How much time has passed?
1 year.
Oh, right.
Two iMacs next to each other on the same desk is so weird.
She's a designer.
But okay, but if I was a designer, I would have my iMac and then maybe a monitor next to it instead of two separate computers.
She's doing two things at once. She's a worker.
It's just so weird. So weird. It's like IKEA. Damn, she's screening her calls, but she kept the last name.
Yeah, still married. That's what I was saying, thinking too.
Oh, look how far he's fallen.
Dude, he's doing Sleepy Hollow? At least he still loves his job.
Gotta have a passion for something.
They stuck him in the middle of nowhere because he's got tenure now and they can't fire him.
Sorry, my son rode a scooter.
she gonna be the replacement love interest? For a horror movie, this is very soap opera-y.
He puts his hand out, uses the force to protect his child.
But what if it does? I feel him all over my body.
I would be like, all right.
We gotta stop talking.
Yeah.
Now. Wait, no, but I can feel my son everywhere.
No!
I need to feel.
I need to figure out how to pay the ghost. That's all I can think
of. Have you thought about ghost dollars, Mr. Cage?
I'm just picturing it, and I know that, like, if he's holding out his hand, then I put money in, and it's just gonna fall right through, man. So how do I do it? Do they have bank accounts?
What if you have to die, too?
Does he accept direct deposit?
Yeah. Do ghosts have Western Union? Damn, first name basis with the cops? Hey, Mike.
Hey. Still not paying the ghost.
What is this building? I am trying to figure out where this quote-unquote police office
New
is.
New York He's got, like, City!
Corinthian columns!
It used to be a museum.
What is that 1995 Packard Bell on the left-hand side?
This is shot on the set of Resident Evil 2. That's actually the most realistic part of the whole movie, is that old-ass computer in the police station.
Yo, Trump moment. Manila folders. See, look at all the work we've done. We are definitely sexy.
We may be corrupt. We may be racist. We may be brutal. But don't call us lazy. So you got that artist rendering?
Well, we can see how he put it up before in the past.
Oh, shit.
I love that it's definitely that kid's headshot.
Oh, what is this?
Yo, that's the kid's dart from a scene that Nicolas Cage was not in.
Pay the ghost!
We are little kids.
He's like, I have no idea what this dart is because I never saw it. I was not in that scene.
There he goes! Dude, I love that they have access to the YouTube song library as well.
This is an incredible shot right here.
And one day with a crane.
I hope Nicolas Cage got paid a lot for this. He's in, like, every moment of this, like, weird movie.
Man was working off debt, and I can respect that.
Needed to buy another dinosaur skull. I can respect that.
I got nothing bad to say about the man.
Yeah, me either.
The best part is, none of this is weird for a New York bus. None of this.
We all know his son is not going to be on the bus.
But the buildup, the tension. See, this is what they have wrong. New Yorkers wouldn't be staring him down. They would literally just be ignoring him.
Uh-oh. Like,
oh, there goes the buzzard. The boy is the buzzard.
Guys, 10 more minutes have passed.
Dude, wouldn't this be awesome if it was like a sudden Animorphs twist and the buzzard shifted into his son?
That is over 10% of the movie.
Hey, the ghost!
Damn, it's like street art. That's like a logo.
That's where these filmmakers got the idea for this movie.
Vultures gobble, dude.
Oh, yeah, look at the... Oh, look at
three that. Vultures now!
Three CG vultures. What is going on?
He's checking to see who's paying the ghost. He's investigating.
I feel like this would have been a great, like, 1 hour long TV special with, like, just every scene like this cut out of the movie.
And marketed somehow different because I'm waiting for the horror.
Like, literally, this movie is like Nicolas Cage walking around
and screaming with a lot of emotion.
Oh!
Gotta have one of those fake scares, you know?
He's like, fuck it. Just keep going.
He's gotta find his son!
That dog was, like, so scary.
Well... I'm trying to pay the ghost.
Can I speak to the homeless council, please?
Who's the leader of this village? Who's the elder of this village?
I don't understand why you're all ignoring me.
Let me speak to the shaman, the medicine man. Who is he?
Just opens, like, peels back a piece of plastic and it's just a man surrounded by dirty needles. Is that the ghost?
Oh my god.
Have you ever used a walking stick before? No, but it's easy. I'll figure it out.
Mothman?
Dude, the vampire's from Elden Ring.
What?
It is like a fucking, like, little village.
Is that Kenny G?
Whoa, the fire. Oof, right back. Is that a fart?
I don't know. This is a fucking homeless kid.
That man just has a torch. A perfect torch out of there.
He pulled a like medieval torch out of that trash can.
The best part is he did it without even like he just grabbed it. And it was
the
ready.
Best part
he's,
is that
he's blind, but he
yeah
knows
he's doing
where
it purely as a courtesy to Nicolas Cage.
You're right. He doesn't need it.
He's showing him something that he himself cannot see.
Maybe he painted the ghost with his eyes. Oh. Okay.
What? What does that mean? Oh!
Oh, that was awful looking. That was
like,
so good.
That was like Insidious. Can't wait to know what this lady's up to. Oh, okay. Well, okay. I thought they were going to cut to the mom's storyline.
The front of her jacket is out of control.
Can we just talk about the fact that, like,
you're... Watch her turn around. Look at this. That is, like, woven.
That is, like...
I love it.
Higa. That's an Ann Taylor loft.
Yeah, that is a wild...
Higa? Cottagecore?
Cottagecore, yes.
You're fucking insane. No, Mike.
Well, that's not exactly what I meant.
Like, physically, do you see him, though?
I just feel like you're being unreasonable, Kristen.
He wasn't mine.
He was our son that we had together.
No, it was just hers.
What if this happened to you? Have they spoken about it at all?
It feels like the answer is no.
She just decided he did it like 1 second after he got home?
Oh, he's got his son's freaking YouTuber's first face cam.
Yeah.
I like the added grain filter.
There's that Elden Ring guy again.
Yep.
Oh,
what is that weird? Oh, I see. It just looked weird because it's like CG'd onto the camera.
Yeah.
It's an audio diary. Dude, this is literally from the Blair Witch video game by Bloober Team.
And not that bad of a game. I enjoyed it.
It's all right.
I'm not saying it was great. It just wasn't bad.
Creepy kids.
Yo, that's the kid from Trick or Treat. Wait, right, what did he just experience with his eyeballs?
He experienced the obligatory one jump scare.
A jump scare with his eyeballs.
Did it like zoom? The footage that he watched like zoomed in and
got him
with the kid. Had like cinematic.
Hear the ghost.
The ghost like is a jump scare ghost. Deal with it.
All right.
All his skill points went into jump scare.
Yeah. He could have been any ghost he wanted to be, but he's a jump scare ghost.
He's so good at jump scares that almost no one ever sees him or gets scared of him.
All right, we need 3 hallway shots, Jim.
This movie is half over. One half of the plot. All the answers that you are looking for, half of the movie is done.
Yeah, we're averaging one jump scare like every 15 minutes.
I'm hoping for like a Nicolas Cage freakout last act, but I don't know.
You hear that?
Dude, I hope some ghost shit happens to her because she needs to eat some fucking forgiveness pie.
Forgiveness pie?
I really hope that it's not Nicolas Cage in her house, further ruining his marriage. I hope that she sees the boy say, pay the ghost, and then she calls Nicolas Cage and he's like, well, well, well. Look who believes me. Could have been us together this whole year, figuring this out together, but no.
He was your child.
Unbidden, after I got tenure. Really accurate reverse shot. Uh-oh. Did you see it?
Did this you time, see it?
Slower. Oh! That was so good.
You better call your husband.
Whoa! Whoa!
Whoa! That thing! That is beautiful. That, that was a beautiful piece of animation.
It straight up like somebody turned a little.
It like was like, "What's up, mom? Let me get a Capri Sun." Well, well, well.
Look who came crawling back.
Is it about how you think I killed your son?
Oh, oh. Now it's us, is it? Now it's us, huh?
Do you think maybe I could move back in with you and that we could be back together and that you could not blame me for my son's death, please? And that, and tell me that I don't own my own son?
Dear God, please, I can't afford heat in this place.
She's going to say something like, "You really never stopped looking, did you?" And he's going to look at her and he's going to say, "Every damn awesome. Day, baby." Like this scene. Ready?
She's got that stunned look. I think you might be right. Suddenly.
There he is. That's our son on the list.
I saw a bunch of kids in a shack on a video.
But before we go, do you think we could have a talk about who's to blame for this, our son's death? And that maybe it wasn't me? Is that possible?
We should get going.
Do you think after a year of this that I could just step out from the shadow of that for 5 seconds? It's going to say pay the ghost in this apartment?
That's, oh, man. Answer the worst.
They need to sprinkle some cinnamon at every seam of their room.
Dude lost his... Oh, the village shaman!
I used to be a fucking accountant.
I'll blow you so fucking good. $5. Ooh, 50. Dude, he actually wants money?
This wife must be having like this. I don't know if they're going to touch on it or not, but she must be mind blown at how horrible she's made her husband's life.
How much does he want?
What do we owe this motherfucker? on Halloween. Anyway, I don't believe you either, Mike. I still think you killed our son, so bye.
I mean, you were communing with a heroin addict, so I gotta go.
Thank you for completely forgiving me for a year of just awful.
Did I tell you you had a nice apartment, by the way?
Okay. Was that cut as weird as I thought it was, by the way? Did you guys just clock that?
I did not clock it. Finally. After a year, thank God.
Do you think maybe we could talk about the past year? What I've been up to? What you've been up to? See who is the one who is being unforgivable to the other one for an entire year out of grief? Pay the ghost, every single one of them. How did we miss this? I triple checked every single one. What is that?
Probably says pay the ghost. What?
Flushing.
I can't even.
Yeah?
Just this
something
scene.
Wrong?
This scene.
Nicolas Cage, the actor, he came in here. Can we pay the ghost?
Whoa!
Oh!
The fire elemental! Someone a fire elemental!
This guy's now in the movie.
All right. You know what's crazy about that scene? Huh. I'm convinced that actress, they were like, all right, make it a little more foreign.
Yeah, they were like, break up that English a little bit. She was like, I feel afraid.
Like, it's very obvious she just spoke normal English and they were don't do that.
Okay.
Make it a little more racist, please.
Okay, I was close.
I think to store. Feel that I hear, maybe.
But then every other sentence was, like, completely cohesive
English. I'm telling you,
English.
I can't believe they did that.
No, we need you to speak like a New York Asian. Come on. Dude wants to get laid tonight.
The truth is, if it was like, oh,
we have to have a scene in the shower, of course.
No, you done goofed. Did you pay the ghost, Father?
I want to know what is up with the lizard situation.
The lizard situation?
Yeah, from the opening
credits. In 1679, when we saw that ghost, there was like lizard claws everywhere. Oh!
Oop, now we're doing
there
the
they
visitors.
Are. The very same people I was just talking about.
Or the strangers. The strangers.
Oh!
Whoa! That's pretty cool. I don't care what you say. That's a cool scene. That's cool.
Is this,
that was where all their budget went.
Is this movie rated PG?
I don't think it's rated at all.
You don't think this one went to theaters?
No way. Now I gotta look this up.
Please tell me it was literally a Redbox movie. I used to see those all the time and be like, man, what are these movies and why do they have stars in them?
It had a limited release. Wow.
Oh, it did. Damn.
RogerEbert.com called it a new low for Nicolas Cage.
This might have been the last film where he was like, maybe I should start taking serious roles again. It's only gone uphill since.
Like, yeah, like, whoa. What's the next movie he made after this? Mandy?
Uh-oh. It's The Exorcist.
Yeah, like, every single shot of this movie is, like, a direct reference to a famous horror movie. There's so many. The kid, there was the one kid from Trick or Treat.
Aw, psychic time?
Also, they, like, went out of their way to, like, aggressively...
Kid play Settlers of Catan, you see that?
Yeah. Just, like, I don't know. If you're the psychic showing up for, like, I'm going to look for your kid, I don't know if you should dress, like, a little flirtatious, you know what I mean?
Like, kind of
like, I'm going
sexy
out for drinks afterwards, yeah.
So why are we paying you? Now, if you blur your eyes and cross the left one a little bit, you can see the magic image on my dress.
You done goofed, lady.
She ain't paying the ghost.
She's going to get bopped by a ghost right now.
Dude, some Silent Hill tunes?
She's walking through the fog right now.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. We're walking into Silent Hill right now.
Dinosaurs.
It was the ghost of a T-Rex. I can see it now.
Did you know that? Uh-oh. Everyone looks out that window and gets got. Just stop looking out the window.
It's the jump scare window.
Yeah, that window is only jump scares.
It's a thunderstorm.
Well, you done goofed, lady.
Uh-oh. What? She's about to get blasted.
Oh, she's jumping.
What?
No.
Not what I expected.
Not at all. Oh, up she goes.
She's going to burst into fire. Yep. Oh. Oh.
Oh. All right, that's enough. That's the only blood we get. Dress sizzles. Look at those smoke plug-in effects.
Ew. Ah! What the fuck? What do you want me to... What?
Dude, a fire elemental attacked you in a restaurant.
She burned.
You saw some wild shit.
She burned from the inside. Because I never thought that. Not for a second. And I've never said it.
Even for a whole year. She said I'm really scared. The subtext said I'm really sorry.
I don't think the subtext said anything about her being sorry.
I mean, yeah, you're right. You're right. Wrong word. Subtitles.
Oh, hey, I was just going to listen to my podcast.
I always fall asleep with my iPad, baby.
Shilluminati released a new episode. Want to listen?
That's hilarious. I can't sleep. Can you? No, I was going to.
Alex fucking turned the whole thing into a fucking game show. It's so weird.
Do you think we're just making it inappropriate that we're sleeping together even though we're married? But, like, what does it matter at this point? We're fighting ghosts together. I can stay in your bed. It's fine.
The thing that we were fighting about is over now. Why? Like, why are they still...
Is it still inappropriate? Is there tension between us? Is it because we haven't talked about this at all?
Maybe we should talk about it. All right, good night. That TikTok scroll void. I know that look. I don't like that look, Cage.
What could this be? I have no idea what the ghost is. I don't know where his son is. I don't know.
He wants to be paid.
What his wife. Yeah, I don't know what the ghost wants. Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's weird. The tension is built around the utter lack of knowledge. Oh, no, in addition to the painting.
It has been like 2 minutes of just nothing. Nothing has happened. This is for people who are, like, on edibles on their couch and they, like, aren't thinking about how long they've been sitting there. I think, like, 25 to 35 minutes of this movie have gone by where it's just, like, no music, dark, like, a camera.
A moody Nick Cage.
Yeah.
I think four or five of the shots have been the same hallway over and
it's
over.
It's establishing. What hallway are they in?
I feel established.
It's building tension. There's probably so much going through our minds right now because we know so much about what's going on.
Which hallway is this?
Her pay the ghost.
Uh-oh.
Baby, I need you to pay the ghost.
Pay the ghost.
Uh-oh.
Please apologize.
Oh, possessed wife noises.
No, I think she's fine. I think she's just having a rough one. A real rough one. What the fuck?
I'm in the upside down.
What the fuck is going on, dude?
I want to know what the plot of this movie is.
What?
Like,
is
I just want to know what the central.
He's looking
problem.
For Charlie.
What? There is not enough blood anywhere for what she was just doing to herself. That was cool.
Oh, yeah. You got to get those bubbles going. That's how you know you're killing the bacteria. Oh, that's how you do it.
You did this to me! Get out of here!
I don't know. We can't tell you the plot of the movie yet.
I have no idea.
Ooh. It's literally him looking around.
What if it was a picture of the Twin Towers?
The Witcher rune.
What was that? Was I supposed to recognize that?
Symbol from the beginning of the movie on the stone slab in 16 whatever.
Okay.
Dude, I thought that was Taika Waititi for a second.
I forgot that part happened again. I don't care about this guy. Who is he?
The guy cutting open the lady.
Ew. Ew. What?
That's not normal. Oh well.
Close that shit up, lady.
Yeah, that's fine. It's fine. Black mist.
Close that shit.
I can't believe this person is still in this movie. She has to be like a famous German person.
Khonshu.
Right, like this movie is like a German-funded movie, and she's like that one actress who's like part of the deal.
Yeah, yeah, she came with the budget. Listen, we'll give you the money, bud.
Oh shit! Influenza.
Oh no.
Oh no.
I'm still not quite sure how this has anything to do with the ghost.
There was a clue there.
I'm going to come with you so that somebody can die who's not important to the story. Here's that lady that definitely wasn't flying around, right? Right, officer? What the fuck? Dude, this guy went nuts.
You're not supposed to barbecue on the bodies, right? Come on,
where did
man.
You get those clamps, dude? Now he's going to show up back at her, he's going to be sitting on the stairs at Mike's house again.
The Purge?
Dude, these are the people that made the green stone.
Oh, you're right.
This is giving me, Wicker Man vibes right now. The Wicker Man is about three times the movie this is.
I've never seen it,
obviously. Oh, my God. That's the next one.
I just know the bees, because it's the meme.
The Wicker Man is a hilarious dark comedy.
This lady's digging too deep.
Princess Leia.
Yeah. Yes, thank you.
Actually, let's be real. Mon Mothma cosplay.
You're right.
In the portal song?
No, the portal song goes like this.
This was a triumph.
Yeah, thank you.
What accent is this? From Bayside?
Yeah. You should probably go to a mental hospital.
I'm just a teacher. That woman is German, or my name is Jerry Seinfeld. I'm a teacher.
Now, I'm only from Bayside, and I don't know anything, but here's the plot of the movie.
I don't want to talk about it, but I know the kid has exactly 1 year, and then he's lost forever.
Only the two kids that you had met, and not the Chinese lady's kid, unfortunately.
I like how we keep cutting back to this lady.
She has
she's about to solve it. She's about to crack it.
She's like just she's just having a good time with this magnifying glass.
I feel like an actual PI.
What?
Why is that kid wearing a skull?
It's Halloween, baby.
Look at that background. Dude, this looks like my LARP I used to go to.
This looks like my LARP.
Just waiting for him to swing. Two damage.
Real talk, Annie pretty cute. She got that, like, 16... hundreds.
It's like I have braces. Vibe.
Look at her, yeah.
She looks like Heather Graham.
It unscrewed up.
They're literally playing the whole opening scene beat for beat again.
So you know.
By far the most expensive set.
Right?
That's where she loses me, though. Because, like, I feel bad for her up until that point, and then it seems just, like, super hella evil.
So you want me to drop you off at the Pay the Ghost?
Oh! Oh!
That guy managed to swerve for, like, a street and a half, by the way.
Oh my
God. Go back and watch that footage. They were definitely about to hit a sidewalk, and then he just kept going down the street.
He had plenty of time to break.
Yeah.
That just reminded me. The only Fast and the Furious movie I've seen is Tokyo Drift.
That is so weird.
Terrible.
That is so weird. Of all the ones.
Yeah.
That's the only one I've seen.
Oh, no.
It's not that I don't like Tokyo Drift. It's just that, like...
It's the worst out of all of them?
It was just before they, like, decided they were going to spend a lot of money on those movies.
It's also like I'm not a car guy at all.
Neither are they. Don't worry about it.
You know we're running out of movie ideas if we watch Tokyo Drift on this.
If we watch the one you've seen before any of the other ones, she's going to get killed. I just know it.
My
pushed off the ledge.
There's like
15 minutes of this movie left.
Ghostly breathing.
It's over. That's for it. Her, dude.
It's done. It's done.
Oh, out the window.
Damn.
Question. What did she do to deserve that? Honestly. In the plot of this film, what did she do besides research? Nothing. Nothing to deserve that.
Man, they're running out of characters to like spook and kill with. They can't kill off Nick Cage.
They're
going to
kill a cop. Wife...
No, yeah, that's next.
Yo, the hottest EMT in the world?
This guy is a model who got a side acting gig for a little extra cash in this.
Hey, stop running away so slowly!
I gotta pay the ghost!
Uh-oh, back at the scene of the crime.
That fucking monkey costume.
Let's see if we see the same giant head again.
There it is.
Some guy dressed up as a soldier.
Oh, yep, there it was. It was actually in there. And there's the ghost.
Batman.
Bad CGI in the dark ghost.
I'm vengeance.
And the light isn't even hitting him from the right side. Ghost.
Ugh. Come on.
I'm vengeance.
He runs like me, and it's painful. I'm like a fat man. I feel terrible watching this. Like, he runs like I do. It's rough, man.
You don't like watching Nicolas Cage run because it reminds you of the bad way.
Yes. Yes.
It's hilarious.
It's unpleasant. I want him to be way more fit than me.
He's old, dude.
Yeah, well, then that says a lot about me, I guess.
He's not, Shaman.
He's not 90s.
Elder.
Town crier, where have you gone? Where hast thou gone? He's going to just start handing money to these people now. Watch. He's like, here, let me pay the ghost.
Oh, man, the worst level of any video game, the sewers. Pay the ghost, pay the ghost, pay the ghost. Oh! This guy looks ridiculous.
This outfit is just so weird.
You guys ready for this?
I'm so ready.
What? In return for his kid, you just want to watch?
Aw, he's going to the other side.
You know what this guy is? This is like they never followed up with what happened to those two like white dread dudes from The Matrix 2.
Yes! The Merovingians.
They actually kind of did follow up. If you watch the new Matrix movie.
Great. Can't wait to watch it.
Yep.
I hope this guy's in it.
Yeah, we're definitely not looking at a green screen. Man, the doorway to the other side is just in the sewers of New York.
Why do you have torches and flashlights everywhere, dude?
Why does he need to be blind?
Yeah,
exactly.
Putting it out there. That is a portal to nowhere.
If he walks out of this and he's in that Five Nights at Freddy's movie, I'll lose my mind.
Oh, that'd be another fun one to watch, I feel like. Was it Willy's Wonderland?
Let's get Nicolas Cage on the podcast.
I would love that. Oh, my God.
Can't believe how long this is taking. Mia?
I'm here to pay the ghost. Mia. Oh, he's back in 1647.
Foreign language. Oh!
Clocked with a brand.
Oh my god.
Did he see that? I can't tell. His reaction isn't telling me if he was actually witnessing that, or was that just for the viewers?
He's probably just used to this shit by now.
And now it is Blair Witch.
Do you think he's ever even going to find that lady? Hannah? Maybe
she is the ghost. That's why she looked all charred. That's why she looked like a turd. Because that's got to be her. Oh, God. She's a witch. Got to have a cauldron.
How about this? Charlie!
Get the kid from Hocus Pocus in here. He knows how to bring back dead witches.
Isn't his name Charlie, too?
Maybe? You could have done, couldn't have done those both at the same time? All right.
Weird, like, seems not that heavy.
Yeah, it's like weird foam rock that he has to pretend is not a foam rock.
If his son is in here, this is like the longest scene of all time. Like, why do we need to watch like a comic book of him opening this in three panels?
All right, I can only take a few of you with me.
No, they're fucked. He's just like, gotta go.
Yeah.
I love all the wacky-ass old costumes, and none of them are like, I dressed up as a famous character. The witch does not pay copyright fees. Zero infringement. Generic princess, you're getting kidnapped.
What's she doing with all these kids?
Keeping them in this infinite cellar, obviously.
She collects them like porcelain dolls.
Oh, God.
Yo, is that Goku?
Yeah, what is
nope.
that?
Vegeta? Nope. That's Loku.
Sorry. Oh. Spooky.
This is so weird.
That's Frozone from Frozen. Queen Frozone.
Dude, that's the Incredibles, Frozone.
Nope. The Incredibles character in this movie, that would have been Brozone.
Brozone, dude. That's where I put my dude wipes.
Yo!
He got his color back, like the Giver.
Am I a ghost still, Dad?
Oh.
What has he been doing for a year?
He's gonna be like here. He's gonna be like, being, hey, let's go home from that thing.
Oh, there she is. Mia.
Hey, it's the two other kids.
I'm sorry, Mia. You can't come.
These are the only two other kids.
Typical Asian mother is not allowed. It's been 2 years, not one.
These are the only two kids that have names. Can we take them?
All the other kids are like, you bitch.
Yeah. Man, it was just that easy, huh?
That easy.
This cop better be like, I am so sorry.
Army of children mobilized.
I feel like all he would have to do is explain himself to this lady.
Oh, look at this. That's some 90s TNG effects right there.
It's like when you go on Twilight Zone Tower of Terror and you wave goodbye to yourself.
Yeah.
Oh! That's
I think Encounter, I'm going to be nerdy, but I do think Encounter at Farpoint is a more compelling story.
Than this?
Yeah.
I'm going to just go ahead and agree with you.
There's the ghost. Going to be right in front of the camera with one of those lightning strikes.
My kids! Damn.
Dad!
Come here, my children.
Why is she like this, though? It's so rude.
I'm hot.
Yo, agreed,
I'm though. Not the person who did this to you. These are just my children that you're now taking away. Let's end this cycle of revenge. That no. kid looks so
it
fucking...
Is the Matrix Reloaded.
That kid looks so upset. Hit her!
Yeah, how... What thrilling way is he getting...
Oh, the kids are gonna do it.
Yes!
This is like Return of the King!
Oh, let's go!
This is just like Return of the King.
Told you would enjoy.
Wonderful 101 powers! Activate!
Turn into a big baseball bat! Everybody, form off gun!
swirl! Oh, just made her let go.
Get out of here, Mike. Go now! This is the most fucked up thing you've ever seen. Get out of here.
You've got to go. You're being traumatized.
Take the children with you.
Oh, that looked awful.
Come on, right, we've got to go to the bridge.
You need to time it. Your father might be dead.
This is
gotta
insane.
You got to go. You need to hear the panic in your
right
voice.
Now.
Ready? And action. Dad, no, let's go.
This was like a lightly paranormal horror movie, like this whole time. Now they're like running across a collapsing portal from the underworld towards the like Matrix, the dirty Matrix guy.
What was a more haunted movie? What was a more haunted movie? This one or the 2004 Ghost Adventures documentary featuring Zach Bagans?
I would not like to watch that again. Well, Dad, I guess this is it. Guess it's time to pay the ghost, huh?
I always loved you, Dad.
Goodbye, Dad. No!
I'll pay the ghost. Consider her paid.
Is he going to have to die so that his son may live?
No, he's going to do
he's
a
fine.
Pull up. He's fine.
I'm helping, job, Father.
Kid. And my favorite part of the movie, right now.
All right, adventure over.
It just becomes a door.
He's like, whoa. Okay,
and
bye.
Fade. And everything's fine.
Thank God we made it just in time, guys.
Here's your check, Nicolas Cage. Thank you so much for the 2 days of filming.
He just walked around like five factories.
What was that run?
He's learning from his dad.
Yeah, fair.
Hey, remember for a year when you accused me of killing this kid? You and that cop.
Can we talk about that?
Remember when you and that cop decided that I murdered this kid? And that you guys wouldn't triple check the fucking list? So that guy got addicted to drugs?
He doesn't remember?
Dude, it's been a year.
They literally said it so that we would understand. Thanks.
This kid lost a whole year of his life. How are they ever going to explain that to him? Like, he missed his birthday. He's a whole year older.
They figured it out in Avengers.
True. They don't have Smart Hulk with them, you know?
Hey, I told you so. On pretty much everything. You were pretty awful to me.
Oh, God, you should not be putting that in light.
Oh, my God. Is that it?
Yeah.
That's it? Now you might be asking, it? What happened to the cop? Great question. Great question. Where'd that story go? You'll never know.
We'll never know.
Oh. Uh-oh.
It was based on the novella. So this is a novella of this story.
Wait. Is this a mid-credit scene? No, just a little, hang on. Just a little vulture B-roll?
But wait.
Yeah. These credits even...
Dude, I too have a subscription to the Epidemic Sound.
Even these credits.
That's how she landed and died, bro.
What the fuck?
Also...
Hang on. Oh!
Yep. For that pace, just in case.
The whole black smoke coming out of the mouth never went anywhere either.
She burnt. Nope.
Yeah, I mean, she burnt that woman from the inside out for reasons we don't know. But also, now that woman is the witch, that other woman is the witch, question mark? Why does she wake up?
I guess we'll have to find out in Pay the Ghost 2 coming out in 2017, right?
Oh, what is that? It's like a Pay the Ghost 2 time for a refund.
That movie has everything. This movie had it all. It had a teacher who knew all the answers for some reason. It had a detective story that went nowhere.
It had an A-list German actress speaking a language she doesn't know how to speak. A German actress
who just like was there to die. She served no purpose to the story. It had two actual actors doing nothing but walking around a house the entire time. This movie had it all.
It's barely a movie. It's like a COVID movie. Like it's like something they made. I don't even know what to say. I bet you there's an article out there called Refund the Ghost about this movie.
Refund the Ghost.
I bet you for sure.
Man, and they really like did not tell you anything about the plot until the very last second.
And even then, very little was told.
Yeah, it's very simple. It was a very simple thing she wanted. We could have learned that really early on and solved this whole thing in 30 minutes.
A woman was killed in olden days, and she lost her three kids for being a witch, and then she decided she'd take a kid every Halloween.
And if those kids could swirl around her and like stop her, why did they never do that ever?
Because they didn't. That's what star power is. They saw Nicolas Cage.
They were like, "It was Charlie." He's like, "Get him!" And all of the kid ghosts were like, "We got this."
They didn't know it was an option. They didn't know it was an option until that moment. Different. Until someone gave them. You know what? It just takes an outside person to come in, shake things up. And yeah, that kid. He finally did it. He was like, "Get him!" Yeah.
Well, I learned a valuable lesson from that movie. So,
me too.
Yeah. Pay the ghost.
Pay the ghost. And pay us at patreon.com/chillmatipod, which you have done. So thank you.
Yeah. And if you're listening to this for free, well, that means there's four other ones already up there on Patreon that you haven't listened to. Damn. So go listen to those.
Isn't that wild? Think about that. Yeah, isn't that wild?
Well, thank you guys so much for hanging out with us in this wacky movie. We got another one next month. I don't know. There's so many options, I feel like. We have so many freaking
options. Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll get something.
We need to do a documentary. Yeah. We need to do
I've got a great one.
Okay. All right. We'll keep it at that. Thank you guys so much for the support on Patreon, and we'll see you guys next month.
Bye.